Hello, this is Bill Lytell for some wisdom for your walk. Well, we're coming up to Resurrection Day, Easter, March 31st, 2024. Another celebration of the resurrection. S.M. Lockridge, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in San Diego for some 30 years, is well known for his moments of praise. Years ago, I came across one of his things, and I want to give it to you because it's such a blessing here before Easter. The title of it is Sunday's Coming. It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter's asleeping. Judas is betraying. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling. The consul's conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary's crying. Peter's denying. But they don't know that Sunday's a coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scarlet. They crown him with thorns. But they don't know that Sunday's coming because it's Friday. See, Jesus walking to Calvary, his blood dripping, his body stumbling, and his spirit's burdened. But you see, it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning. Evil's grinning. It's Friday. The soldiers nail my Savior's hands to the cross. They nail my Savior's feet to the cross. Then they raise him up next to criminals. But it's Friday. Let me tell you something. Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The disciples are questioning what has happened to their king. The Pharisees are celebrating that they're scheming has been achieved, but they don't know. It's only Friday. Sunday is coming. It's Friday. He's hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his Father, left alone and dying. Can somebody save him? Oh, it's Friday, but Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The earth trembles, the sky grows dark. My king yields his spirit. It's Friday. Hope is lost. Death is won. Sin has conquered. And Satan just a laughing. But it's Friday. Jesus is buried. Soldiers stand guard. A rock is rolled into place. You see, but it's Friday. It's only Friday. But by the grace of God, Sunday is a-coming. We stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love us, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful that the Lord Jesus Christ came and went through what he did to pay for our sins and the world's sins, if they'd believe. There's enough power in the blood of Christ to save everybody that ever took a breath, if they repent and trust Christ with their whole heart. I hope in listening to these podcasts through the years, if some of you have been listening for a couple years, it has encouraged you to lift up the burdens around you, lift up burdens on other folks, to live for Jesus, to keep your eyes focused on the prize, to be in your Bibles, to live out the great opportunity that we have called being a Christian. I hope these have just raised you up, challenged you, maybe challenged your thinking, maybe challenged some of your preconceived conclusions about things, and helped you live for God. Remember, it's Friday. Sunday's a-coming. The clouds are going to break. The Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds together with the Lord, together in the sky to ever be with the Lord. May the Lord help us. Remember, He conquered death and hell and the grave for us. God bless you with a little bit more wisdom for your walk.